Fire and Ice by Robert Frost. Some say the world will end in fire, some say in ice. From what I've tasted of desire, I hold with those who favor fire. But if it had to perish twice, I think I know enough of hate to say that for destruction, ice is also great and would suffice. All You Who Sleep Tonight by Vikram Seth. All you who sleep tonight, far from the ones you love, no hand to left or right and emptiness above, know that you aren't alone. The whole world shares your tears, some for two nights or one, and some for all their years. Global Warming by Jane Hirschfield. When his ship first came to Australia, Cook wrote, the natives continued fishing without looking up, unable, it seems, to fear what was too large to be comprehended. Hopelessness. There is so much pain inside me, the shame, the fear, the worthlessness. It's crushing, burning, cold, isolating, lonely, all-consuming. Oh, why is there no way out? Will this never end? The whole world shares your tears. Hopelessness. Our government is run by money paid for by the well-off, and we just 2 days ago made the wealthy even more wealthy. People in our country, people in our state, people in our city are going hungry, and we just gave a tax cut to the richest of the rich, and of course to the corporations. Economic inequality is rising, growing, getting worse, and it's going to keep getting worse. People are hungry, and we're cutting taxes for businesses and the wealthy. People are hungry. The whole world shares your tears. Hopelessness. We have created global warming. All reasonable science embraces this, and yet we are led by climate change deniers. The whole world shares your tears. The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world, and we primarily incarcerate people of color. We've created the new Jim Crow. We continue white supremacy. The whole world shares your tears. We have prisons run by private corporations, making money off of, incentivizing, incarcerating people. We punish for profit. The whole world shares your tears. We have repeated mass shootings, hundreds of people killed, and yet we can't even pass one reasonable gun control law. It's more important that our gun ownership be unrestricted and unregulated than that we protect the lives of our citizens. The whole world shares your tears. Hopelessness. It's somehow okay now for prospective senators to sexually assault children, or for representatives to solicit aides for sex, and we care so much only about the R and the D next to the names on the ballot that we're somehow willing to let sexual assault and sexual misconduct slide. We elected a president with a D next to his name who abused his power and had an affair with an intern, and we were somehow okay with this at the time. It was between him and his wife. Even worse, we knew ahead of time that a presidential candidate liked to grab women's genitals, to just kiss them without asking. We had video of him bragging about sexual assault, and we elected him anyway, over a woman who was one of the most qualified presidential candidates in the history of the United States. Rape culture continues to thrive and somehow remain acceptable, somehow be a second priority behind politics. The whole world shares your tears. Good Bones by Maggie Smith. Life is short, though I keep this for my children. Life is short, and I've shortened mine in 1,000 delicious, ill-advised ways. 1,000 deliciously ill-advised ways I'll keep from my children. The world is at least 50% terrible, and that's a conservative estimate, though I keep this from my children. For every bird, there is a stone thrown at a bird. For every loved child, a child broken, bagged, sunk in a lake. Life is short, and the world is at least half terrible. And for every kind stranger, there is one who would break you, though I keep this for my children. I am trying to sell them the world. Any decent realtor walking you through a real shithole chirps on about good bones. This place could be beautiful, right? You could make this place beautiful. Kindness by Naomi Shihab Nye. Before you know what kindness really is, you must lose things. Feel the future dissolve in a moment like salt in a weakened broth. What you held in your hand, what you counted and carefully saved, all this must go so you know how desolate the landscape can be between the regions of kindness. How you ride and ride, thinking the bus will never stop, the passengers eating maize and chicken will stare out the window forever. Before you learn the tender gravity of kindness, you must travel where the Indian in a white poncho lies dead by the side of the road. You must see how this could be you, how he too was someone who journeyed through the night with plans and the simple breath that kept him alive. Before you know kindness as the deepest thing inside, you must know sorrow as the other deepest thing. You must wake up with sorrow. The Thing Is by Ellen Bass. The thing is to love life. To love it even when you have no stomach for it, and everything you've held dear crumbles like burnt paper in your hands, your throat filled with the silt of it. When grief sits with you, it's tropical heat, thickening the air, heavy as water, more fit for gills than lungs. When grief weighs you down like your own flesh, only more of it, an obesity of grief. You think, how can a body withstand this? Then you hold life like a face between your palms, a plain face, no charming smile, no violet eyes, and you say, yes, I will take you, I will love you again. Possibility. If you were to compare a piece of concrete with a single seed from a plant, asked which was tougher, which was stronger, which was more likely to prevail, the concrete wins, hands down. And yet, a single seed can and indeed will force its way up and through. Life will not be denied. You hold life like a face between your palms, and you say, yes, I will love you again. Possibility. Children have to be taught to hate. Our little ones are precious bright lights. They do not come into this world bleeding hate in their hearts. It is us, the grown-ups, our culture, we teach hate. And we can choose to teach the little ones to be different. We can choose to break the cycle if we're brave enough, if we have the courage, if we can admit that we've been wrong. You hold life like a face between your palms, and you say, yes, I will love you again. Possibility. It can seem sometimes like our wounds may never heal. The loss of a dearly beloved is too much to bear. We've been hurt too badly by another. We've hurt others badly ourselves. Illness has robbed us of critical capacities to function. Addiction dominates our lives. Healing can happen, though. We find or offer grace, forgiveness, and love to ourselves. We find or offer grace, forgiveness, and love to each other. You hold life like a face between your palms, and you say, yes, I will love you again. Hope is the thing with feathers by Emily Dickinson. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me. Where the Mind is Without Fear by Rabindranath Tagore. Where the mind is without fear and the head is held high, where knowledge is free, where the world has not been broken up into fragments by narrow domestic walls, where words come out from the depth of truth, where tireless striving stretches its arms towards perfection, where the clear stream of reason has not lost its way into the dreary desert sand of dead habit, where the mind is led forward by thee into ever-widening thought and action, into that heaven of freedom, my father, my mother, let my country awake. For the New Year, 1981, by Denise Levertov. I have a small grain of hope, one small crystal that gleams clear colors out of transparency. I need more. I break off a fragment to send to you. Please take this grain of hope so that mine won't shrink. Please share your fragment so that yours will grow. Only so, by division, will hope increase, like a clump of irises which will cease to flower unless you distribute the clustered roots, unlikely source, clumsy and earth-covered, of grace. Hope. Hope is the kind word to a stranger. Hope is the hot meal brought to the homeless person staying warm in a dark corner on a windy night. Hope is in the forgiveness offered to a mother by her daughter, a brother to his sister, from one friend to another. Hope is one day, or 4 months, or 20 years of sobriety. Please take this grain of hope so that mine won't shrink. Please share your fragment so that yours will grow. Hope. Hope is a place where people care for each other, bring food to those who need it, visit those who are sick. Hope is a place where reason and faith are celebrated side by side, where diverse theologies are not only welcome, but celebrated. Hope is a place where a person takes initiative and a community comes together to support a group for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer youth. Youth who need a place that tells them every day that they are perfect and wonderful and loved just the way they are, just for who they are, no matter how they gender identify, no matter who they love. Hope is a place where risk of change and risk of loss, where we do that to try and make sure there is room for all who wish to grace their doors. Please take this grain of hope so that mine won't shrink. Please share your fragment so that yours will grow. Hope. Hope means remembering that in this community you are never alone. Hope means that the arc of the universe bends toward justice, that we never give up. Hope means that each and every person has worth and dignity, even those who have committed the most evil of atrocities. Hope means that we hold people accountable for their actions, and we never give up on their basic humanity. Hope means that you remind yourself that you are worthy of love, even and especially in those moments where you don't believe it to be true. Please take this grain of hope, so that mine won't shrink. Please share your fragment, so that yours will grow. Hope, says Pablo Neruda, you can cut all the flowers, but you cannot keep spring from coming. You can cut all the flowers, but you cannot keep spring from coming. Hope. Please take this grain of hope so that mine won't shrink. Please share your fragment so that all will grow.